This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Rescue crews pulled several people from the rubble of collapsed buildings during the night, including a 10-year-old boy saved with his mother 4 days after a huge earthquake wrought death and destruction across southern Turkey and northwest Syria. The confirmed death toll from the deadliest quake in the region in decades stood at 21,000 in both countries on Friday morning. Hundreds of thousands more people have been left homeless and short of food in bleak winter conditions, desperate for a multinational relief effort to alleviate their suffering. Video posted on the Syrian president's social media page showed Bashar al-Assad visiting the Aleppo University Hospital on Friday, his first reported trip to an earthquake-hit area 4 days after the major earthquake struck his country and neighboring Turkey. The presidency shared videos and images of Assad and his wife visiting people who were injured in the devastating earthquake. Assad shunned Western governments as his government's brutality during the civil war, but has chaired emergency meetings on the earthquake, but has not addressed the country in a speech or news conference. Two people, including a child, were killed and several injured when a driver rammed his car into a group of people at a bus stop on the outskirts of Jerusalem on Friday, Israeli emergency services said. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu described the incident as a terrorist attack and ordered security forces to be reinforced. Police said the driver had been neutralized, but it was not immediately confirmed that he had been killed. Find more on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Russia's widening attacks across Ukraine, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Russian forces have struck critical infrastructure in Kharkiv, Ukraine's second largest city, and launched multiple strikes on energy infrastructure in Zaporizhia. As Moscow steps up its attacks in Ukraine's south and east, and air raid sirens sound across much of the country. In Kharkiv, authorities believe the shelling would have disrupted heating, electricity, and the water supply, while Zaporizhia City Council's secretary says the city has suffered 17 hits in 1 hour, which makes it the most intense period of attacks since the start of the invasion. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Panic in an eastern Congolese town has been blamed on off-duty soldiers firing into the air. Reuters correspondent David Doyle has more.
An outbreak of gunfire on Thursday sent hundreds of residents fleeing Sake, fearing an advance by M23 rebels. Resident Safiki Mahumbo said the panic had been caused by soldiers from Congo's army.
The people were in their fields working, but when the off-duty soldiers passed here, firing shots in the air, it caused widespread panic, and everyone who's in the fields came running in, thinking that the enemy had entered the city. Instead of them telling us to go home and that the situation was under control, the soldiers kept shooting in all directions. That's why people started fleeing.
Reuters correspondent David Doyle. Meanwhile, Cameroon has restricted movement along its border with Equatorial Guinea following, quote, several unexplained deaths from an unknown illness that causes hemorrhagic fever, according to a health minister on Friday. The restrictions were imposed in view of the, quote, high risk of importation of this disease and in order to detect and respond to any cases in an early stage, he said in a statement. U.S. lawmakers demanded answers Thursday from top U.S. military officials asking why a Chinese balloon surveilling the United States last week was not brought down sooner. VOA's congressional correspondent Catherine Gibson has more from Washington.
The Chinese balloon shot down last week carried devices to intercept sensitive communications, the U.S. State Department said Thursday, as U.S. lawmakers demanded answers as to why the balloon was allowed to cross the country before being shot down. But top U.S. officials told lawmakers the decision to wait to shoot down the balloon over water was beneficial. The Pentagon argued the damaged balloon will provide important information about Chinese surveillance efforts. Catherine Gibson, VOA News, Washington.
I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.